Look with me, verses 46 through 49. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord," meaning declares the Lord, makes great the name of the Lord. "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Now, Mary acknowledges that the child in her womb is her own Savior. Now, I want you to see that Mary has not made an idol out of the favor of God on her life. She needs a Savior just like everybody else needs a Savior. She acknowledges that this one is God my Savior. Verse 48. "For He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. For behold," it's a command, "from now on all generations will call me blessed." That is favored. We know that's true because we're here talking about Mary this morning. She gave birth to the promised Messiah. Now, she was a sinner who needed a Savior. But she was favored by God with this amazing responsibility. And yet, notice how difficult it was. And she counts it as the blessing and the favor of God. Now, when she says humble servant, humble in this context is not humility as an attribute, but rather humble means I have nothing. Your humble servant. Your servant that has nothing to offer you. I am poor, I am lowly, but you have come to me. And so generations will call me favored by you, O God. The bride of a carpenter, poor at the bottom of cultural society, is acknowledging that this doesn't make any sense in human terms. Look at verse 49. "For He who is mighty," means powerful, "has done great things for me. And holy is His name," set apart is His name. "And His mercy," mercy is kindness to the undeserving. "His mercy is for those who fear Him," all who fear Him, meaning awe and bowing before Him, trust from generation to generation. Now it begins to expand there. But let's stop on verse 49 for right now. Notice that her initial commitment to obedience becomes a personal response of worship. This whole section is full of He and me. It's what He has done. This is who He is. This is what He's done for me. This is the blessing that it is in my life. Mary, verse 46, magnifies. Verse 47 rejoices. Verse 48 is blessed. Verse 49 has had great things done for her. Why? Because He is Lord. He is God her Savior. He is mighty. He is holy. Now, here's what I want you to understand. It's not possible for one who gets their identity from being seen as a great mom, according to the way it's defined in the culture, to respond like this. If that's where you get your identity, she's the worst failure in the history of the world. For her to respond like this, she has to repudiate cultural expectations and just commit herself to live based on the expectations of God, the blessing of God, the good news of God. And by the way, her focus is on the Lord, it's not on herself. Her call is for us to worship the Lord, not worship her. Her courage, her worship is the result of saving grace. It's the result of mercy. She fears the Lord, worships the Lord because of His grace. Do you see that Mary's worship is in the face of all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of suffering, all kinds of persecution, all kinds of cultural ostracization? But she has the Spirit and the Word. She has the words of God. She has the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what triumphs over the words of man, the bad news around her.